This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day, my dear friends, as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're in, the tail end now of this sermon. I just preached at the church that I pastor. That's Island Community Church. We're in Merritt Island, Florida. Now, I know many of you here locally know where that is, but this radio program is expanding now. We are now on the air at KCNW in Kansas City, WBXR in Huntsville, Alabama. If any of you are visiting Central Florida, maybe this winter, if you want to get away and get to some nice warm weather here this winter, I cordially invite you to come visit Island Community Church. Our website is just that, islandcommunitychurch.net. And if you're coming here, please give me a call. Let me know. And I look forward to sharing a glass of iced tea with you. And I invite you, or a cup of coffee, and I invite you out to the church. We just started a new study at our church, 1 Corinthians. That's what we're in. This is the very first message, intro. We're getting into my favorite verse of all time, favorite verse in the Bible here today. That is the message of the cross, 1 Corinthians 1:18. It's foolishness to those who are perishing. And don't you know what he means by that? Have you ever had a response to that when you told someone about Jesus? Oh, that's foolishness, or people say all the time. Religion, or Christianity, or religion is a crutch for weak people. Have you ever heard that? That's what unbelievers say. And Paul, 2,000 years ago, was telling you that's what's going to be the response by some. The message, or the Greek word logos, proper name for Jesus, the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are dying, present active participle, dying. They're dying all around us because that message is foolishness to them. But to us, it's the dynamite of God.
If you part company and your church splits because of the color of your rug, guess what? God's not the one that did that. You let Satan into your church, and he did it. He's begging, he's pleading with them, don't let this happen in your church. Don't let there be a division, a tear, a schism in your church where you're divided over something. Don't let it happen. Again, the answer is right there, that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind, in the same judgment. So the one thing he's speaking to them is unity. Unity. Have you ever seen a schematic diagram? It's all over the place. So how do we do that? How do we get there if we're divided? If a church is divided, if your family is divided, if you're divided over a matter, how do we fix that? Let's use the Bible and the Bible alone to answer that question. Amen? And that would be, if you'd like to turn there with me, Philippians chapter 2, a couple books back. Philippians chapter 2, verse 1. Okay, verse 1. He says, therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if there's any koinonia or fellowship of the Spirit, if any affections and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Verse 3, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit. Selfish ambition, that means thinking of yourself. When you got a problem and an issue in the church, the problem is thinking of yourself. Let nothing be done in the church through a selfish ambition or desire. And again, he gives you the answer in the same verse. Starts with the word but. But in lowliness of mind, let each of you esteem others. What does it say? Better than yourself. What color you want this carpet, Danny? Why don't you ask Wayne what color he wants it? Are you tired of Sanka? Well, what kind of coffee do you want her to have? Are you tired of Ozzy Osbourne in the church? What kind of music do you want him to have? Let each of you esteem others better than yourself. That's how you, just like John the Baptist said, I must decrease and he must increase. That's how we do that. Don't insist on having your own way, but esteem others, but in lowliness of mind. Lowliness of mind. That is not being proud and lifted up, but in lowliness of mind, let each of us esteem others as better than himself. Verse 4, let each of you look out not only for your own interests, but look out for the interests of other people. That's how you stop divisions in the church. Right out of the Word of God. Do that and you won't have it. It's the great showstopper in the church. Stop what you're doing. Consider what your neighbor wants. Have and walk in a lowliness of mind. Make esteem other people. That is the think in your mind that their opinion is better than mine. That's what it means. Their opinion is better than mine. Has anyone here in this church ever discovered that they were wrong before? I'm going to give out your home address to all these people watching. I got 29 yeses and one no way. God will deal with you later. Let's get back to Corinth. Verse 11. Let me give everyone just a minute to get back there. You see why I only had one song this morning. Okay, now, new paragraph. Now, it's been declared to me concerning you by those at Chloe's household that there are contentions among you. Ha, poor Chloe. You didn't have to say her name, did you? Don't you hate it? You know, when someone says, don't tell anyone I told you this. But down there at Chloe's house is all this trouble. So he gets up, he writes a letter, 2,000 years, you're still reading it. Someone at Chloe's house told me that, it's like, you know, why did I ever tell this guy anything? He's got to say my name in public like that. Well, someone at Chloe's house told me. Why didn't you say someone at Bill's house? Someone at Chloe's house told me. It's like, what a rat thing. Someone at Chloe's house told me that there are contentions among you. Verse 12, now I say this, that each of you says, well, I am of Paul, or I am of Apollos, or I am of Cephas. That's the Hebrew word for what? Peter. Or I am of Christ. Paul continues, is Christ divided? That is there schisms in Christ? Was the Apostle Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized in the name of Paul? Now look what he says. All Church of Christ watchers on TV, I thank God that I haven't baptized any of you. Do you hear that sound? That was just being shut off on half of the videos around the country. There's a lot of churches that teach you have to be baptized to be saved. But when you follow what the Word of God says, you'll have clear understanding for everything in this world. Sola Scriptura, which is Latin for the Word of God alone. Believe what the Bible says. Baptism does not save you. Believing in faith in Jesus Christ saves you. Those that are saved can't wait to get baptized. But it doesn't save you. Otherwise, anyone could just get dunked in water and be saved. It doesn't work that way. Again, he continues, I thank God I haven't baptized any of you except for Crispus and Gaius. Verse 17, for Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect or null and void. Again, hear these words. Getting baptized does not save a person. Faith in Jesus Christ is what saves you. I'll say it twice. Even repentance doesn't save you. Repentance does not save you. Repentance will come immediately after. But saying to God, my bad, doesn't save you. You cannot say, I am sorry, to receive eternal life. That does not get it. People say, I'm sorry all the time. I heard the other day about a basketball player. Matter of fact, the only basketball player on the whole team who refused to bow his knee. And he said, I bow my knee to Jesus Christ and him alone. Now that does not happen all the time, like saying you're sorry does. That comes from above and is a gift from God. You cannot on national TV say, I bow my knee to the Savior Jesus Christ on your own. That's got to be given to you from above. Saying, I'm sorry, God, it doesn't save you. Only I believe in Jesus Christ. He's my Lord. I receive him. I believe you are the Son of God. That confession, Jesus said, whoever confesses me before men, him I will confess before my Father and his angels, which are in heaven. Call on his name, and he'll call out your name. Call out his name, he'll call out yours. Okay, now, for my favorite scripture in all the Bible, is verse 18. Let's move on. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, King James, who are lost. The message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
You're listening to WMIE, today's Modern Worship, 91.5 FM.